week. And the Alabama Department of Public Health says more than 130,000 coronavirus vaccine doses have now been administered across the state. Alabama's total case count is now over 336,000. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of the Herb Shop Wellness Center, Pepper Tree Shopping Center, Montgomery's number one nutritional and herb supplemental products. Check them out on the web at theherbshopal.com.
Starting to warm up nicely. Some towns even Maxwell Air Force Base was in the upper 20s this morning. But we're up to 44 now, on our way to a high around 57, 58. That's actually normal when you look at the 30-year averages for this part of the world. It's really funny. 4 years ago today, we were 80 degrees, record high. And then yesterday was the anniversary of that big snow back in 2018. The sheet of ice that followed, that was fun traveling. This part of the world, those snow and ice situations are not good. But today, beautiful for this MLK holiday. A lot of people had the day off. Sunshine with a high temperature up to around 57, 58. Clear, cold tonight. We'll be near freezing by dawn. But that'll be the last time we flirt with freezing for a while. A warming trend begins tomorrow. We like those words. Warming trend. High around 64 tomorrow with sunshine. Low to mid 60s on Wednesday. Showers likely on Thursday and Friday. We'll be in the low 60s. So this is a big pattern change. And much warmer nights instead of the low 30s or the 20s, we'll have lows in the 40s, and we like that direction. Right now this morning, 44 degrees and mostly sunny skies at 9:03.
That is good news, a warming trend. Yeah. I'm very happy about
look
that.
Look how dapper he looks, Eddie.
I know.
With the scarf.
Well, and the Bucks won last night.
Ha ha!
Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
The Browns didn't, but they had a chance.
I know that's your team.
I would really be worried about the world if the Bucks are going.
Well, yeah, I was going to say in the Bible that was a sign of the apocalypse.
I thought so.
Well, I got so excited after last night's win, I went and watched the NFL Films hour-long.
Oh yeah.
2002 Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Yeah.
And I found, like, you know how dead it was yesterday down at the Capitol? We'll talk about how the police presence all over the country,
right.
Capitals.
Yeah.
But even as dead as it was, if they had just put some of that NFL music underneath, like the police standing out there. Dun, 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 dun,
now,
dun.
Now tell me, now I know that the classic NFL voice guy died a few years ago.
Yeah.
But did they replace him with a similar authoritative voice?
What I watched was from 2003, though, so it was still that same guy.
Yeah, right.
And it's just NFL Films, some of the greatest storytellers.
Oh, yeah. Because they knew when to go in slow-mo, and they were right there on the sidelines, and that was good stuff.
Bring the game alive.
Oh,
I love
yeah.
it.
Yeah, yeah. So so you watched some football yesterday. Well, I know you're a Bucks fan, so.
Yeah, I went over to my Uncle Dave, who made me a Bucks fan. He now lives in North Carolina. But it went over. My Uncle Scott is now living, and he's doing a transfer. They're moving.
Oh, Scott.
So he's living with my grandfather.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, living with Grandpa Skanek.
All right, I got you.
And I've never called him that, but I kind of like it.
Grandpa Skanek.
And so it was us three watching the game last night. It was
cool.
A good time.
Cool. Yeah, I watched my Browns yesterday afternoon, and they had a chance to win in the fourth quarter. And they're never in a playoff.
No.
It was never. So it was a big deal. Hey, Jack, hi.
Are you muted? Yeah, you're muted.
You're muted, man. You're muted, man.
I'm not muted now. Y'all shut up.
You're mute.
Yeah, the Bengals don't ever make it either, Rich.
Yeah, the Cincinnati Bengals. I don't care about the Bengals. You know, everybody says, well, you're from Ohio. Yeah, well, listen, that's almost Kentucky. In fact.
Right. It really is.
It is Kentucky. Yeah. All right, so I'm going to let you guys get at it because I know there's a lot of unrest downtown. No, there's actually just a lot of
closed businesses
and barricades.
Yeah.
There's some barricades up.
Yeah. Good to know that walls and fences work.
Yeah, they do.
Look at that barbed wire.
It's
to get to these capital, there's layers and layers of, and that's more than barbed wire. That's like, what do you call
razor
that kind
wire.
Of barbed wire?
Razor,
right?
Yeah. That'll mess you up.
But they got it mounted backwards. They're keeping folks in, not keeping folks out. If you look at the picture, barbed wire should be on the outside of the fence to keep folks out.
Yeah.
Not on the inside of the fence to keep folks in.
Where are they doing the big to-do show with Tom Hanks and all the music and all the...
Lady Gaga.
Where are they doing that? Is that at the Performing Arts Center in Washington?
It's supposed to be virtual anyway.
Yeah.
See. We'll get into all this.
All right.
Have a good day, Rich.
Okay, have a good one.
Take care, Rich.
Bye, Chase.
Chase, let's go.
Oh, I like his little bandana. That's cute.
He's so cute.
Well, Jack, you ready?
I'm ready, pal.
They're talking about sea bass or something. Anyway, news and views from 9 till noon will begin here in mere moments.
John Bobo here with Capital Tractor. Not a day goes by that we don't think about how blessed we are to have the great friends and customers that we do. You are why it's a privilege to come to work every day, and we thought it was important to tell you that. Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by Dan Black Studios. Preserve those old home videos by bringing them into the digital future. Call Dan Black Studios today. 279-6036, 279-6036, Dan Black Studios.
Turn your home floors into a luxury experience with Mohawk Smart Strand Carpet from Prattville Carpet. With astonishing softness, maximum durability, and ultimate cleanability, Smart Strand Carpet is the best carpet money can buy. Call today to schedule your free measurement and be sure to ask about our interest-free financing. Call 285-8117 for Prattville Carpet located on Cosford Road, Prattville, Alabama. That's 285-8117 or look us up online at prattvillecarpet.com.
Do you need cash? How about an equity loan on your home, mobile home, land, or even automobile? Mortgage Corporation of the South. We've been serving Central Alabama for well over 25 years, and we've helped folks cash in on the equity in their homes, mobile homes, land, and automobiles. The cash can be used for anything you want. And the great thing, your credit does not have to be perfect in order to be approved. That's right. If you've had a prior bankruptcy or slow payments, if you have equity in your home, that is your equity. You've built it up. You've paid for it, and it's yours. You can get it. So get the cash you need. Use the money for whatever you want. Now, let's shift gears for a second. If you have perfect credit, we have some of the lowest rates that you'll find anywhere for refinances and home purchases. And the best thing, we offer one-hour loan approvals. That's right, one-hour loan approvals. Call us at 567-9000, 567-9000, or mcsloans.com.
Make your next move, your best move, call MCS.
MLS 232876, Equal Housing Lender.
At the Home Depot's Days of Doing Winter Bath event, it's never been easier to turn a small project into a big improvement. Start with a wide selection of stylish vanities from only $139. New low prices on faucets starting at only $59. Why not do something nice for your bathroom, your budget, and yourself? Come to the Winter Bath event, going on now at the Home Depot and homedepot.com/bath. The Home Depot, how doers get more done. Valid through February 28th while supplies last.
It's time for some straight talk. Look, we all drop our phones. It happens. You fumble it, crack it, splash it. Well, Straight Talk Wireless now offers this new Platinum Unlimited plan that includes phone protection. Just $65 a month for unlimited talk, text, and data. Plus 20 gigs of hotspot and 100 gigs of cloud storage and more. All on the best networks. Straight Talk Wireless, no contract, no compromise. See mobile protect terms and conditions at Asurion.com/straight talk. Limitations and exclusions apply.
Don't miss the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Laughs, fun, and some priceless financial advice from Montgomery's premier asset preservationist. Weeknights at 6 on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
It's time for News and Views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's News and Views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Welcome in to News and Views from 9 till noon. I'm Joey Clark. He's Jack Campbell.
Hi.
You darn.
I'm doing all right. Some kind of wonderful. We got Eddie B., Eddie Bader, man of the phones in studio here.
I'm here.
Thank you for, he had a dad moment yesterday.
Oh, you were so funny yesterday, Eddie. Joey. You really cracked me up. You go ahead and tell your story, then I'll tell him how silly you are.
No, you showed me how to replace a battery. And then you're like, hey, grab that, put it back on there.
Yeah. I said, hook the positive side back up.
Yeah.
Joey looked at me as if, no, you're not getting me, man.
No, the way you are, I was like, you ain't getting me.
But it, I'm showing you something.
I know.
But I laughed about that all night. Oh, you ain't getting me, man.
Nah. He showed me how to replace a car battery. It was, my car's pretty easy, pretty simple.
All of them. It's just like a little bit harder than a remote control. Change the battery remote control.
So thank you for that. The car's running nice. I got my radio back.
Oh, that's
right.
Reset
it, yeah. I've been wearing earbuds for the longest time. Didn't care about it. But now, well, as it heats up and the summer comes in, mm-hmm. I'm looking forward to riding top down, enjoying myself. How about those fireworks down at the Capitol, the state capitol this weekend?
Yeah, those were overwhelming.
Truly. I mean, well, you know, Kim Chandler, she's a reporter for AP, covers the Alabama State House often. I saw a tweet of hers that I shared on the Book of Faces. It said, heavy police presence around Alabama Capitol Sunday because of rumors of protests in all 50 states. As of 12:30 p.m., absolutely nothing was happening, except a jogger who came by and asked if there was a parade. So that's a good thing. And really, when you look around the rest of the nation, there are a few people who showed up at some state capitals, but, I mean, you're talking about a dozen, maybe a baker's dozen.
Yeah.
Not a big deal. The rumors were just that, rumors. And, of course, the capital of the nation continues to be freaked out. It's good to know that very powerful fence can work. There's fencing several checkpoints all over Washington, D.C.
on the top. Mm-hmm. Honestly, they published a picture of that yesterday on wherever. As an American, I didn't like seeing that. I didn't like seeing my White House surrounded by guards.
Yeah.
Constantine wire on the top. That made me feel like I wasn't in America, to be all quite honest. That's not how I view my White House.
I mean, but the Capitol is breached. You got to have a over heavy-handed response.
That's because they had some rent-a-cops in there, obviously.
Well, there's still the fallout from what happened, I guess, two Wednesdays ago now. Mm-hmm. And, like, the news continues to talk about it. And a lot of the folks, especially in the left punditry, are really mm-hmm. talking up, this is like a war zone here. It's never, I've been to places that are really, you know, locked down, and it's just like that. Byron York has a great write-up this morning saying, nah, most of the cities, D.C.'s a big city.
Yeah.
Most of the cities acting like it has been, at least during a pandemic. But, the mayor of D.C., the governor of Maryland, and Virginia, they're all saying, don't go to the D.C. area. And I guess the inauguration will be this Wednesday, right?
So are they expecting people at the inauguration? Do you know how that's all set up?
Probably not as many as they were. And even with that, it was going to be mostly virtual anyway because of the pandemic.
Okay.
So,
I just didn't know if they're expecting any kind of crowd, or is he telling everyone, like his rallies, don't come?
I think it's going to be the political elite, probably for a swearing in, sitting up there on the dais and, mm-hmm. you know, McConnell, Pelosi, former presidents, these sorts of things, probably. But most of the event will be virtual. Some, you know, Star Spangled Banner sung by Lady Gaga.
Lady Gaga?
And, yeah, I'm sure it'll be a great time.
A who's who of a-holes.
Now, I'm probably going to watch it on Wednesday and be like, I've been to Hootenanny's more lively than this. Just get a bonfire ready. Let's put some music on, dance a little bit, drink a little bit. Ain't nothing wrong with it.
Well, Trump is not going.
Right.
No.
When is he going to leave the White House, and where is he going to go when he leaves? You know, like... George W. went to Texas. I guess Obama.
I thought
went
he was going to
New
Mar-a-Lago,
York,
wasn't he?
No, I saw a report, and this is before everything happened with the storming of the Capitol building. But it looked like he was going to leave on the 19th, on Tuesday, and he was set for Scotland, where his golf club is.
Okay.
Okay.
So getting out of the country.
So it's going to take Air Force One over to Scotland?
Or it might be Scotland or Mar-a-Lago. Things could change. But, yeah, that's what I saw. Scotland is the destination.
Cool.
I wonder if he's got an extra seat on the plane. I wouldn't mind going to Scotland. Do some drinking for him.
Or maybe he'll take Marine One, get sort of the military send-off, these sorts of things. That you never know with Donald Trump. And more people are giving behind-the-scenes accounts of how things kind of fell apart with, like, relationships.
Yeah.
There's a piece out today about how it all fell apart with Bill Barr. And excuse me, pardon me, folks, at 9:16 in the morning. But apparently Trump got up after a meeting with Barr and said, "Nobody gives me any effing help around here," and stormed out of the room. And Barr reportedly looked at a red-faced Mark Meadows, chief of staff, and said, "Well, that went well, didn't it?" Classic Bill Barr.
I've been in those meetings before.
So, yeah, you can see that these are the final days of at least this go-around. I don't think it's completely over and done for Donald John Trump when it comes to politics by any means. Now, there are going to be a lot of folks getting back into power who want to make it that way. And they're going to continue to try to push and push and push any sort of control and censorship. I'm sure Trump should lawyer up the best he can, because they're going to come after him at the federal and at the state level.
Which I think is ludicrous. We've never locked up a president. We're not going to lock up a president. It's just circumstance and show. It's a waste of money.
Well, but former presidents used to be part of the big club, though.
He wants no part of that club.
Right. He was never part of the club.
No.
And so,
in fact, I think he would go in there and pee on the carpet.
I think they're going to come after him.
Donald Trump has not asked me for advice.
Mm-hmm.
And but if I were Donald Trump, when I leave Tuesday, he's not going to the inauguration. If I had been him, I might have gone to the inauguration. I would have been very coy. I would have kept my mouth shut. I wouldn't make any noise when I left. I would lull them into thinking that I'm just going to ride off on my little horse and go retire and ride off into the sunset. Because the more noise he makes, the more inclined they're going to be to impeach and convict. It's already been impeached.
Mm-hmm.
But to have an actual trial in the Senate, which I don't believe they can win, even point, if they do it.
Wouldn't he be citizen Donald Trump? And
right, that's what doesn't make any sense about this. Like, impeachment is to remove a sitting president.
Exactly.
That's why, I mean, if they're going to hold a trial.
But we all know why they're doing it.
Yeah.
Because if you're convicted, you cannot seek office again. That's what they're hoping. I would just lull them into sleep, to make them think I didn't care and I wasn't, you know, I was just going to go and try to make more money and, you know, play golf and all that other stuff.
Oh, but they're, a lot of these folks are going after not just him, his family, anybody who worked for him.
Yeah.
I mean, it's getting pretty nasty. Now, if I'm somebody who worked for Donald Trump, be like, fine, I don't want to work for the New Yorker or the Atlantic.
Yeah.
Y'all are a sinking ship anyway. I know y'all are the legitimate media. But
what about Forbes?
Well, the D.C., I don't know what they have in D.C., some sort of federal prosecutor who wants to go after Donald Trump Jr. for misappropriation of inaugural funds from 2016. You know.
Well, and there are some people who want U.S. attorneys to go after, say, Mo Brooks or others for incitement of the riot, which I think is quite a stretch when you look at the, what is it, Brandenburg v. Ohio standards set by the Supreme Court in 1969. There's a very high bar to jump over to claim incitement. And I wouldn't put it past some of these folks to try to go after a sitting congressman. I just don't think it will happen. I don't think it's a smart play. Though there are many in the liberal literati and the punditry class calling for it.
So is this all part of the unity package?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, and that's another thing. All this, you know, that Biden wants to introduce all this stuff right off the bat. He wants to
put
a lot of that, get back in that Paris Climate Accord. He wants to rejoin the World Health Organization. All of these things that he's going to do to bring the country together, I mean, if that's part of his plan, if you really want to bring the country together, don't do that on day one. You're just going to further alienate the Trump people, you know? Reach out an olive branch and say, you know, we're going to look at these things instead of saying, no, we're going to do this right off the bat. That son of a bitch didn't get a mandate. I'm going to tell you that.
And that's what they're acting
like. You know,
like.
We all know that. It wasn't like, you know, that he got 80 million votes and Trump got 65 million. It isn't like that at all.
But that's the message they're putting out there.
Well, I know they are, but it's
wrong.
Not a good one.
No. I mean, we are more divided than we've ever been before. It's almost as 50-50 as you can get. So, and this is why I think about him being a Jimmy Carter-type president. Hmm. The Democrats are so disorganized, and infighting is worse than I've ever seen it before. I don't know if they'll be able to get anything done.
This is a change, though. And think about either Barack Obama or Donald Trump. With the rise of Barack Obama in his 8 years, or Trump's now 4 years, you had these big personalities that had a very strong center of support around them. Yeah, I think the fancy word a lot of folks like to throw out there is Bonapartism, that a duly elected, charismatic leader that's, you know, speaks for the will of the people. It's always a bit overwrought, in my opinion. With Biden, you don't have that.
No, you don't have that. And you didn't have it with George W. either.
Right.
But you did have it with Barack Obama and did have it with Donald Trump. And you're right, Joey. His support was not people who embraced the Joe Biden presidency or the idea of the Joe Biden presidency. It was the idea of getting rid of Donald Trump.
Yes, absolutely.
They didn't care who the nominee was.
Exactly right.
And I don't think they're that fired up about Kamala Harris. I mean, look how she, you know, just crumbled during the primary.
Right.
She's weak as hell.
Yeah, but they'll stand her up, man. They'll get behind her. I'm just not looking forward to it.
I don't think people like her enough to get behind her.
Well, that's a good point.
I think it's going to be the very far leftist people who are going to be propping her up. But I don't think the country's fired up about her.
No.
I don't think people within the Democrat Party, except the far left, are fired up about her. I don't think the Biden people are fired up about her. So she's just going to be a figurehead for now. Right. And you're right. He does not have that, you know, comrades all around him who are just rabid about him.
No, he's more kind of a forward-looking face. Number one, be the oldest president ever sworn in, 78 right. years old. He's been up there for, what, 47, 48 years? So if he had something really, truly new to say, I think we would have heard it by now. But he's going to be sort of this face of D.C. while the folks who really run things really run things. And we'll see. But you can tell already today is a holiday, being Martin Luther King Day. Streets were quiet, not much traffic. Our little breakfast spot was kind of sparse. Yeah,
it was.
It's quiet. But if you want to talk about unity, I know I keep coming back to it, but I told you at breakfast, Jack, I've got this thick book. It's called The Testament to Hope. It's all these different writings of MLK. And, you know, there are the famous ones like Letter from Birmingham Jail and then the I Have a Dream speech, the ones you've often heard, folks. But one of my favorites was given here in Montgomery in 1957 called Loving Your Enemies. You can find it online. You can actually hear the audio. He was sick that day, so his voice isn't as powerful as you have seen in the classic, the famous clips. But it's a very sober, deep, I would say sober, deep, profound analysis of how you actually get people to come together and how you actually build to the point of that very counterintuitive idea that started with Jesus of loving your enemies. It's worth reading, worth listening to, about 37-minute listen. That's one of my favorites. I always throw it out there because it is so counterintuitive. Love my enemies. What do you mean? I remember back when the pandemic really got going, I just put out there, and then you started to see the riots over the summer. I just posted on social media, love your enemies. And the fact that that became a very controversial statement, and you know, I told folks, well, fine, if you don't want to do that, that's your prerogative, but be careful not to become your own enemy. because that can often happen. 272-9228. More news and views from 9 till noon when we come back. I'm Joey Clark. He's Jack Campbell.
Hi, Darn.
Eddie Bader in the house.
In the house.
We'll be right back.
You'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
What'll it be, Joe?
Coffee and apple pie. Yeah, whoa, Madge, what was that?
The lights? Oh, they always dim when the dishwasher turns on.
You should call Crosby Electric.
You think?
Overloaded circuits at your business can be dangerous. The experts at Crosby Electric can upgrade your electrical service to safely handle the load. And they can add receptacles where needed to eliminate overuse of extension cords.
Yeah, Madge, I'd like to pay you. The problem is it's so dark in here, I can't read my bill.
No, the problem is you're cheap.
Well, that's a problem, too.
Effective, attractive lighting is essential for any business. Crosby Electric can help with a new lighting scheme that will give your business a fresh, exciting look. And they can recommend outdoor lighting for greater safety and security.
That'll be $4.50 for the coffee and pie, Joe.
Well, don't I get anything for recommending Crosby Electric?
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Joe.
You're welcome.
Don't put off essential electrical upgrades for your business. Call 272-2085 or visit CrosbyElectric.com.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Bo Goodson Real Estate School in Montgomery. If you have ever considered starting your own business or maybe, like me, had this fascination for the real estate business, then come join us. Our course covers the real estate law, agency, contracts, property management, and leases. We also discuss financing a home, property taxation, and how homes are sold in this market. Even with this pandemic, we've been showing, selling, listing, managing homes at a fast pace. Our supply is low, and there are plenty of buyers. Maybe now is the time you decide about a lifelong career of helping other people getting into a home for their family. Call us for details at the Bo Goodson Real Estate School. Online courses are also available. 551-0225 or my email, bogoodson@charter.net.
Thursday night classes have resumed. Call today.
I struggled with symptoms like frequent gas and stomach pain for years.
I was bloated all the time with daily diarrhea.
At first, I thought it was what I was eating.
I kept thinking it was stomach issues.
So I did my research and talked to my doctor, and we finally uncovered the truth.
It was actually EPI. Exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, is a condition where your pancreas is unable to help break down your food.
It can lead to symptoms like diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools.
And EPI symptoms can be confused with those of other common digestive conditions, like irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, and celiac disease.
So getting to the right diagnosis meant being more open with my doctor about the severity of my symptoms and how often they were happening.
But there's good news. EPI is manageable, so don't wait any longer. Use the symptom checker at identifyepi.com and schedule a visit or call with your doctor to ask, Could I have EPI?
Sponsored by AbbVie.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by Dan Black Studios. Preserve those old home videos by bringing them into the digital future. Call Dan Black Studios today, 279-6036, 279-6036, Dan Black Studios.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. This part of News and Views brought to you by New Look Decorating Center, a Benjamin Moore retailer. Go by, see Brian Carr, the owner, Brett Lanham, the manager. They're both paint specialists there at New Look Decorating Center, located at 6237 Atlanta Highway here in Montgomery, right where Bell Road dead ends to Atlanta Highway. If you just kept going straight through that intersection, right, Jack? You'd run right into
sir.
It. You'd run right into it.
Once you cleared the ditch, you'd hit the building.
But take the actual lights, follow all traffic laws, and stop by New Look Decorating Center today. Whether you're a do-it-yourself or you're contracting out your paint job to repaint the bedroom or the kitchen, maybe the front porch or back porch, maybe the whole side of the outside of your house. New Look Decorating Center is the place to go for all your Benjamin Moore paint and stain supplies, but especially do-it-yourselfers. Say you repaint the bedroom, and a year or two later you need to touch it up, and you forgot, I didn't remember what kind of paint I used. I know it was kind of purple, but I don't know. Is it a lavender or sort of lilac? What is it? I don't know. Lilac. Jack's a little taken aback by that.
What color is lilac?
I don't know. But if you don't know, New Look Decorating Center will have the exact paint or stain supply used on file. They'll remember you, too. This is why it's great to go to great local folks. So stop by New Look Decorating Center today. Give them a call at 271-0007, 271-0007. Or again, stop by the showroom at 6237 Atlanta Highway. And be sure to tell them that News and Views from 9 till noon sent you. 272.
Oh, you don't have to use the code word Joey?
Joey.
No, that's for Dan Black Studios. We'll get to that in a second.
Oh. Or and Troop Booth.
And Troop, yeah, we'll get to those in a second.
Okay. Ask him for the color of lilac, because I would like to see that. I've never seen the color lilac before.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Lilac?
Lilac.
We could look that up if you're so concerned about it.
I'm just curious if that's really a paint color.
Probably is.
I'm sure it is, actually, yeah.
Well, you could always have sage or seafoam green.
Or frankincense.
Or rainy day gray.
Or patchouli.
Patchouli?
Patchouli?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that an Italian ham?
No, it's a perfume that'll knock you off your feet.
No, Iberico's Spanish ham.
What's wrong with good old country ham?
Oh, country ham's good.
What's wrong with the ham we got? Refrigerator that I'm dying to bust into. Came from Kentucky.
Man, you can tell it's a holiday and a Monday. Welcome back. It's so silly, this idea of we're going to take Capitol buildings. It doesn't make any damn sense. It's not like it's 200, 300 years ago. You can see that. Like, you're working on your farm, you're working in the fields, you may be going to town, and you notice over the Capitol building or City Hall, is that a new flag?
Right.
What's that new? Oh, I guess a coup happened. Like, okay, with today's communications and the ability to monitor everything, it's just not going to happen like that. And I guess one of the most recent successful coups was in, Argentina? It was a military coup under Pinochet, I believe.
Pinochet, yes.
Yeah, right. But they had, jets controlling the airspace.
Right.
You strafing the Capitol. I mean, it's a whole military thing. There was one in Turkey recently, though some say that was a setup to get certain people.
Well, when we lived in Turkey in 1983, the military disposed of the president and took over.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and so we had martial law for several months, but for the first 2 weeks, we had a dawn-to-dusk curfew, but as an American, you're not allowed to go outside, period. My dad was allowed to go to work. He had his NATO badge and all that. But, yeah, I've been through that. It happened twice.
You were there when this happened.
Yeah, they had once it happened, the military came out on the streets. About a day later, they had a military parade to let everybody know, hey, we're in charge.
Everything's fine.
Yep. But that's...
Though when you think about, Egypt recently.
Oh, yeah.
There's the Arab Spring. The Muslim Brotherhood wins a democratic election. And all sorts of folks are like, oh, man, these guys are actually serious about what they want to implement. So they came up with a genius strategy. Hey, let's just do a unauthorized referendum to the people. Do you want the military back? Sign this petition. Millions of people did, and they got their military back. So, and we now sell them weapons, and we love them a lot. Right. So you wonder when Biden, there's talk now that he's already trying to get back into the Iran, the Iran nuclear deal.
You bet he is.
Yeah, I heard that this morning, too.
I just wonder how it changes the balance there within the Middle East. I mean, that's one of, you say what you will about the Trump presidency, I think these peace deals, even if it took some arms deals to shore them up, were quite an accomplishment. The normalization with the Gulf Arabs and Israel is quite an accomplishment. I hope the Biden administration doesn't mess with that too much. And Biden's also talking about this $1.9 trillion stimulus bill. It's an emergency package to fight COVID. Well, some of it's, COVID-related. They're trying to get more money to hospitals, open up schools or retrofit schools for certain things. That's fine. Speed up vaccination, distribution of the vaccine. That's fine. But then there are, price tags of $300 billion-plus of bailing out states and local governments. Mm. Well, when you look at most states and local governments, tax revenues went down in the second quarter of 2020, but they came back by the third quarter. So why do these states need to be bailed out if they only miss tax revenues, say, for a quarter?
Because some of them got their stuff tore up and they want the government to rebuild it.
Well, yeah, and some of them made really bad decisions in the midst of the pandemic and years before. The reason California, New York, and these places are having trouble are... don't get me started on Illinois. Illinois is the place where they pass the special tax, Jack, where they're like, we're passing this tax and we're earmarking it to pay down the debt. So they pass it, they change the earmark, and they spend it on more things. Yeah. It's such
a... is the vaccine free?
Yes.
You know, Jack, I'm glad you brought that up because...
it is.
I saw an article the other day where the lady, she was describing her experience getting the vaccine, but they asked for her insurance card.
Well, they might... Yeah, they might be pulling from the insurance companies, but there's no copay, I don't think.
And, well, I was just wondering, if I went in there and with no insurance, do I get the vaccine?
Well, it's not... Nothing's free. It's free to the end user. It's free to the consumer, the person getting vaccinated.
Okay.
So, but if you have insurance, I'd imagine, like, yay, they're going to pull from Blue Cross Blue Shield. Well, all those companies are being backed up by the federal government anyhow. It's just... And talk about another issue the Biden administration will visit. Is healthcare and what's going on with the Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act, otherwise known as Obamacare. Goodness. 272-9228. A lot of things going to happen here.
Sorry.
You're really boomering up the beginning of the show here, Jack.
Well, it was something somebody sent me. I'm trying to stop it. Stop.
If you've ever heard that term, folks, you've really boomered something up. That's an example.
Hello?
Kind of like the Zoom call where it's like, Dad!
Huh? Put the pants on.
Red Top, welcome.
Hey, good Monday morning.
Good Monday morning.
And I know you were just jumping up and down and screaming last night with the Bucks. What can you say?
Oh, great game. Great game.
Oh, man.
Defense looked good, so I'm happy. Special teams need some work, but the defense looked good.
And, you know, it's going to be Tampa Bay and Green Bay. The Battle of the Bay. Damn cold.
They used to be in the same division, and, they're an old-time rival. I can't stand them.
Why couldn't they choose to play in Tampa Bay this time? It's going to be like 20 degrees in Green Bay. And you see them guys wearing short-sleeve shirts. These people in the Midwest up there, I'll tell you.
Oh, but once you get going, the blood gets flowing, you start hitting people, it ain't too bad. It's bad,
Joey,
but
it ain't
too
worse.
Bad.
Yeah. Joey, the hell with that crap.
Thank you, Red Top.
It's freezing cold. Hey, you know what I mean?
Do you remember Bud Grant?
Oh, yeah.
Coach of the Vikings?
Yes, sir. That's when they played outdoors.
Yeah, he had ice water in his veins.
Probably liquor.
No doubt. These guys are just really tough. One thing on the broadcast, there was one commercial that really told the story of the future coming up. It was the auto insurance commercial with the two people, I think it's the man and woman, driving across the moon. Did you see it?
I don't think I caught that one, no.
Oh, I've seen that one before, yeah. Where they kind of, at the end, they kind of jump. A little.
Yeah, they fly up over the crater.
Yep.
And do a giant leap.
Yep.
Was it Allstate? I forgot who the company was.
I don't remember.
Damn nation.
Yeah.
Now, that is the first moon car commercial I've ever seen. It's very encouraging. That makes me know we're going to the moon for good. If they're already selling car insurance for it. NASA tested all four engines simultaneously on the STS. That's the big Artemis rocket.
Yeah, I saw they had some issues with that.
It just automatic shut off after a minute and 15 seconds. It's supposed to go 8 minutes. That's how long it's going to take them to get to upper Earth's orbit. They said everything really fired perfectly in synchronicity. And it's just, they got to tweak a little. And, you know, NASA's real good at tweaking stuff. And the news is kind of condescending. All the problem riddled the moon program and all that. Oh, my gosh, I'm so sick of hearing about all their problems. Let these bubbas in the news try to do one millionth of what these guys do.
Right.
you know, it's a hard thing to accomplish, and they're doing a lot of great stuff. So great for Alabama, folks.
Amen.
And believe it or not, that test fire was in Mississippi. I'll tell you, you know, all up and down the Intercoastal Waterway, which goes up to Huntsville, and in Mississippi, all those parts are being transferred up and down the Intercoastal Waterway to Cape Canaveral all the time. It's an amazing sight to see. I don't know if you've ever seen the barges go by. But anyway, nobody downtown. Too damn cold to have a revolution. We're going to be just nice and peaceful down here, guys. So I'm really ready for spring. This is brutal.
Well, no, but that is, nobody's gone for it in a while. They usually just go through the normal electoral process. But if you sneak into the Capitol on a certain date at a certain time and you put your hand on one of the relics, you become governor. It's an amazing thing that not many people know about. It's somewhere buried in our lengthy Constitution.
I didn't know that. Well, Red Top, I got to be honest with you. If you put a little fat on you, you wouldn't be so cold.
This is true. But I will take the skin and bones approach to long life myself at this point.
Got to run, Red Top. Appreciate it.
Hey, take care,
Red Top. I'll see you guys.
272-9228. We'll be right back with more news and views from 9 till noon.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage.
And I'm Madeline Cannon. And
together, we would like to thank you. In 2019, we had the honor of assisting hundreds and hundreds of families with their mortgage needs, making us the number one lender in Alabama. We are number one because of you. You have been there with us since the very beginning, and we appreciate your loyal support.
Over the past 6 years, we have worked with many of you. You've sent us your friends, family, co-workers, and for that, we are eternally grateful. As a token of our appreciation, we are waiving the appraisal fee for all repeat customers. If you have ever purchased a home or refinanced a home with Alabama Home Mortgage, we encourage you to give us a call to see if you could save even more money today. Call us at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com.
Call Alabama Home Mortgage, the number one mortgage lender in Alabama now at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. That's Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Hello, Mike here from Capital City Ace Hardware. We've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for some time now, and we've seen a fantastic upturn in business because of it. The folks at Blue Water Broadcasting are so easy to work with, so give them a call. You'll be glad that you did, just like we are here at Capital City Ace Hardware.
Millennials, Gen X, Baby Boomers, Gen Z, no matter what you call your customers, over 90% of them listen to radio every week. Reach them where they are. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by Dan Black Studios. Preserve those old home videos by bringing them into the digital future. Call Dan Black Studios today, 279-6036, 279-6036, Dan Black Studios.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. On this MLK holiday, we've got some pretty nice weather to talk about and lots of sunshine. Still a little breezy. High temperature up to about 56. The normal high, by the way, is 57. Clear, cold again tonight. We'll be close to the freeze mark. I have us 33 right around dawn tomorrow morning. Warming trend begins tomorrow. We'll be in the low 60s with sunshine. Mid-60s. Nice day Wednesday. Rain returns Thursday and Friday with highs in the 60s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Don't miss the Brubaker Service Special with multi-point inspection, oil change, tire rotation, plus wash and vacuum for only $99. It's better at Brubaker.com.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
You're such a sight to see. You're the girl for me.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon.
You
272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. Yes, this hour of News and Views is brought to you by Dan Black Studios, and you can get the Joey Clark 60% off special on all those videotape, just videotape transfers to a DVD or digital file. So if you have any home videos, old videos with these great memories that, well, they're not just collecting dust. Those tapes deteriorate over time. And why not secure them by bringing them into the digital future? You can, of course, you know, transfer film reels and old slideshows, but with videotapes only, VHS, even Betamax, old camcorder videotapes. When you tell Dan Black and the team there at Dan Black Studios that Joey Clark sent you, you can get 60% off. They're not going to do it for you. You got to tell them Joey sent you, and you can get those memories transferred at an incredible discounted rate. Also at Dan Black Studios, they can produce a TV commercial for you, online branding videos. Dan Black is very well known in the broadcasting world because of, well, his professional reputation. He's earned it there at Dan Black Studios over 38 years, and he can prove it to you today when you call at 279-6036, 279-6036. You can also go to danblackstudios.net or Dan Black Studios on the Book of Faces. Thank you to Dan Black and the entire team there at Dan Black Studios for being a great sponsor here of News and Views from 9 till noon. 272, I'm doing all right. 272-9228. You much of a podcast listener?
No, I'm not.
No?
Yeah, I mean, I've listened to a few that are really good.
Right. And that's what continues to baffle me, is that podcasts are a multi-billion dollar industry now, and yet there's so much of the world that still doesn't interact with it. My generation, we definitely do. I listen to a lot of different podcasts on different topics. But there was some push over the weekend by the liberal literati and punditry that we have to shut down these extremists and their podcast. So just like Apple and Google Play and these places took off Parler from their app store, they want Apple Podcasts and Google Play Podcasts and Spotify and all these different podcast hosts to start stripping podcast shows off of their networks when they're deemed extreme. And of course, you know what the trick is going to be? They're going to find somebody who is extreme, and then they're going to say, well, even Joe Rogan is extreme. You can't have this. And it's just, don't go there, guys. Don't go there. And really, this push to, it's one thing to say, oh, build your own. Okay, we will. Oh, but let's now ruin the own kingdom that you've built. Like, these folks, damn imperialists of the mind, have no sense of proportion, and they're going too far. There's going to be a backlash, not a violent one, a backlash of more and more people not listening to your uppity butts. Excuse me, pardon me.
Wow.
Just that when I saw that, I'm like, don't touch the podcast world, bro. Don't go there.
Might be too late, John.
Well, here's the deal. These gatekeepers, like I said last week, they want their power back. But in order to get their power back, they're willing to destroy the gates and be gatekeepers of rubble. Like, I hate to be morbid about it, but look at the average viewership of, say, NBC Nightly News or of MSNBC CNN. When I first started this about 10 years ago, the average age is about 59, 60. Mm-hmm. Now it's getting into the 70s. People my age are not watching these networks. They understand this. A lot of people my age aren't reading the traditional legacy press.
Right.
And they're just demographically, they always talk about demographics or destiny. Well, demographics or destiny, and your destiny doesn't look too good with traditional press. And say good riddance.
Excuse me.
And
I agree.
It's behavior like this, trying to get rid of this new space that's competing with them, it just, to be blunt, pisses me off. And I'm tired of that particular group of people ruining things.
Well, there was an article out this morning that said CNN is basically trying to get rid of Newsmax, trying to get Newsmax kicked off the air.
And OAN.
Oh, yeah, right, OAN.
Yeah, they're putting pressure wherever they can. And it's what I went over last week. I don't know if you were on that day, Jack. But imagine that Jack Dorsey, who, by the way, James O'Keefe at Project Veritas got a hold of a private conference call. And Dorsey is either the most duplicitous human being on earth or somebody has some leverage on him. But what I presented last week is Dorsey could bump and hit his head and become a big liberty-loving, maybe even a Trump supporter. And he would still probably behave the way he's behaving.
I think so, too.
Because he is worried, all these companies are worried about being gored by the press. And this is, it started off, tech journalism was kind of your nerdy, here's the latest in tech. Now it's Facebook is inciting violence. Twitter is allowing for violent, hateful content. And they still do. But Facebook and Twitter don't want to be gored in the way Parler was just gored.
Exactly.
And you can see the game they're playing, and I would hope these companies actually stand up to them, but right now the way they behave, it seems like they're complicit in cooperating. We'll see where it goes.
Two things. And I missed this a couple of weeks ago, and I want to report it that we lost a former Associate Justice on the Alabama Supreme Court. Hugh Maddox served for many years as an Associate Justice. He was a very well thought of guy, both sides of the aisle, a conservative Democrat. I don't think Justice Maddox ever changed parties, but he was not a trial lawyer Democrat, activist judge by any stretch, very conservative, very pleasant, nice guy. I think he was 90. I know his son, he has a son named Bob, and his wife, Virginia, is just a delightful person. But and if he has other children, I apologize, I just don't know him. But I thought a lot of Justice Maddox when I worked up at the court, and he retired some years ago, but he remained very active in life, and just a great guy, great Alabamian. And I wanted to express the sympathy of News and Views to his family and friends and people who all knew him, because he was very well loved. Anyway, Justice Hugh Maddox passed away at age 90.
Well, thank you for sharing that.
I have a neighbor that was broken into yesterday.
I
will not say his or her name or what his or her address is, but in calling some glass companies to get some of the glass replaced, I think a window was broken out on the way out. Some of these glass companies are saying they cannot get to my friend for 2 weeks. Well, in this cold weather, that's just too long. Plus, it's a safety issue. So if anybody in the glass business can respond to my neighbor in a timely fashion, please, Eddie can give you my number to call. But anyway.
That's a shame. A two-week wait?
Yeah, it is.
Huh? A two-week wait. And
yeah.
I'd imagine he or she is not.
20 minutes, but.
I'd imagine he or she is not some spring chicken either.
Probably not. No, I don't think so.
Yeah.
Jack, if you don't get any response, call me. I can get it taken care of.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you, Eddie.
272-9228. Let's go to Charles Hollis. Hey, Charles.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Charles.
Good morning, Charles.
Jack Campbell, how are you, sir?
Fine, and you?
I'm doing just fine. Thank you very kindly. Many a times I've called this talk radio show. Then once upon a time, I showed up down there.
Oh, yeah.
I think the fellow's name was Aaron.
All right.
I spoke about Oom-Gabai over in Georgia. Now y'all see what she has done. I've also spoken about a regiment of Ufa Sefa warriors. Warriors, unite. Trump on.
Well.
Trump on, Charles.
You know, I'm not, I don't speak in code, so I didn't quite understand that, but I'm sure people, Charles knows, are aware of what he's talking about, so.
Yeah.
And I never underestimate Charles.
No, never. Never. More news and views from 9 till noon when we come back. 272-9228 if you want to send any coded messages. Be right back.
You're such a sight to see. You're the girl for me.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Do you need cash? How about an equity loan on your home, mobile home, land, or even automobile? Mortgage Corporation of the South. We've been serving Central Alabama for well over 25 years, and we've helped folks cash in on the equity in their homes, mobile homes, land, and automobiles. The cash can be used for anything you want. And the great thing, your credit does not have to be perfect in order to be approved. That's right. If you've had a prior bankruptcy or slow payments, if you have equity in your home, that is your equity. You've built it up. You've paid for it, and it's yours. You can get it. So get the cash you need. Use the money for whatever you want. Now, let's shift gears for a second. If you have perfect credit, we have some of the lowest rates that you'll find anywhere for refinances and home purchases. And the best thing, we offer one-hour loan approvals. That's right, one-hour loan approvals. Call us at 567-9000, 567-9000, or mcsloans.com.
Make your next move, your best move, call MCS.
NMLS 232876, Equal Housing Lender.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by Dan Black Studios. Preserve those old home videos by bringing them into the digital future. Call Dan Black Studios today, 279-6036, 279-6036, Dan Black Studios.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228. Instead of after 10 o'clock, let's talk to the man from Prattville Carpet himself, Ray Bowles, right now. Hey, Ray, how you doing?
Hey, guys. You know what today is?
Monday.
MLK Day, brother.
It is the perfect day to buy a floor.
Well, that too.
The sun's shining. Everybody's off. We'll come out free of charge, measure, get all handled in one day, and then within a week, get a new floor down and a really, really happy spouse.
That's important, Ray. As someone who had an unhappy spouse this weekend.
No, you do not want an unhappy spouse. Important.
Yes.
There's few things in life that are better than a happy spouse, and I haven't found them yet.
Yeah. Well, let me know.
And you're right. Now that people have some time off on this holiday, they can call you because you're not taking the day off, and you can stop on by there.
It's, like I said, it's just a phone call, 285-8117, the best day of the week to buy a floor.